Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative in Redondo Beach. Today we're going to talk about transits, and in specific, transit diaries. How to make transit diaries, how to keep them, and this is the show you want to record that will teach you how to learn the transits, or how to follow the movements of the planets in the sky as they course through your chart. So a very, very powerful topic, a very, very interesting topic when it comes to trying to figure out what is going on in your life. A lot is definitely going on every day to everyone's lives. So very, very interesting stuff. Okay, now, lots going on in my life. I wonder if there's a lot going on in your life, too. I hope it's all for the better, but I do feel I'm having a major rebirth. These Capricorn transits are triggering a lot. Pluto, dead center Scorpio, is triggering a lot. There are a lot of things ending and a lot of things beginning all around us. As I speak, it's almost like time has sped up and future shock is upon us. Alvin Toffler, congratulations. You were right. And knowing astrology and understanding the mechanics of how the science of astrology works is the key, as far as I can see, as far as I can understand, to really maintaining a center, a balance, and a calmness concerning some of the strange behavior that we're subjected to by people around us. One of my pet canaries, Bastion, died suddenly this morning. Whew, that blew me away. He was like a son to me. Didn't expect that. And my friend Ken Wegner died 2 weeks ago. Didn't expect that. Seems like things are happening left and right. The world is all sped up. And it's just, there's something going on here. There is definitely something going on. I notice millions of people are coming to LA, and on the same hand, there's a big exodus going on. Millions of people. You listen to this show, and it's not an accident that people want to know about their relationships, because so many people are alone in LA, they don't have any. And people want to know about their jobs because they're burned out, they're going to change, or about their residence. People are moving, and they're changing jobs, and they're forming new relationships or waiting for new ones or breaking off stale ones. It's like the time frame has definitely sped up. That's what Capricorn transits do. You know, when you got Venus and Mercury retrograde soon, and also Saturn and Uranus and Neptune all in Capricorn like that, hey, Capricorn is a real karma sign. And I'm telling you, karma runs hot. Relationships run hot and cold. And there's just, things are going at mega light speed right now. It's unbelievable. If you don't know how to keep up with it right now, you could fall behind. And if you do fall behind, you'll just be left behind. You know, it's not an accident that they showed that movie on Channel 7 the other day, The Day After, which I saw and which I got the chills from, because we are constantly reminded of having this nuclear umbrella hung over our heads. Makes no sense at all. I actually would highly recommend another Geneva Convention. That's right. We used to have Geneva Conventions prior to the World Wars and during the World Wars, right, to safeguard this planet against just threats to mankind, like biochemical warfare, warfare concerning gas. I have no idea why nuclear war wasn't included. Makes no sense at all that the whole world should be held hostage. I want to tell you something. The President of the United States and the President of the Soviet Union, as we speak, are holding this entire planet hostage. They talk about terrorism, right? But as long as they have nuclear stockpiles with thousands of warheads pointed all over the world, the entire planet is held hostage to their merest whim. Of course, it takes Congress to declare war, but the President of the United States can launch the missiles. As far as I'm concerned, that's as clear as declaring war as anything else. So, see, a lot needs to be changed and a lot needs to be analyzed and reviewed on this planet, so we can all be happier and live in peace. You wonder why stress is so high and why people are so nervous and all these earthquakes are happening. and all of us are living on nitroglycerin. Do you know, I really believe that we have what is called nuclear war stress that especially affects the children. You take a look at some of these children with their heavy metal and their punk rock lifestyles, which I'm not putting down, but a lot of them are living their life to the hilt with the belief that life will be very short and that a nuclear war will bring it all to an abrupt halt. And I am always reminded of the reality when I see a movie like The Day After and when I am inspired to do a topic like today called The Transit Diaries, because it reminds me that as long as that stuff is plugged in, then somebody could accidentally press the button. So why even leave it plugged in? You know, we might as well just unplug the whole thing and have that Geneva Convention and abolish nuclear weapons by all nations, right? By total nations. Who needs it? And just get rid of that being held hostage by these individuals that are leaders of these countries. It's absurd. And I have no idea why Gorbachev and Reagan didn't take advantage of being powerful beings by doing it. Remember the movie Superman 4, I think, or Superman 3? He went ahead and just pulled all the missiles and flung them into the sun. I really love that plot. That was great. But anyway, the point is that a lot is going on, and I really feel that New Age beliefs and New Age technology and psychic and spiritual awareness and astrology are all part and parcel to what's really coming down on this planet. This is not a fad. This is something that is going to lead us into a new aura of consciousness, awareness, clarity, and also balance. You know, some guy who is really a major fundamentalist called my machine yesterday and prayed for me in my machine. Can you imagine that? He prayed that I would accept Jesus Christ as the Son of God and that I would be saved and all this. Hey, I accept Jesus Christ as the Son of God. I also accept you as the Son of God, too. You know what I mean? Doesn't say anything in the Bible where we shouldn't accept all people as children of God. I mean, unless it does, maybe I'm wrong. But I prefer to put everyone under the God definition. That way I feel safe with all of you. But you know, the way things have gone, the program as written is not working. And I know that a lot of these great world religions and a lot of these great world institutions and economic and political systems were well thought up of, but I just think they are dwarfed by what we could really have. We must recognize that we are still children of the Spirit. And as we well up and rise up and ascend into the light of consciousness, then we are going to be given more clarity and much more of a more balanced world philosophy that will not limit our thinking and I think will protect future generations on this planet and remove all the poison, which is what the Age of Aquarius is all about. The Transit Diary philosophy is a way to follow the movement of the planets every single day on your chart and to make notes as to what happened that day. So somehow, some way, just like the ancient astrologers, you can correlate in your mind, in your own head, exactly what the movement of the planets in your chart means. It's very simple to do this, because once you get the feel of the zodiac as a big pie, and as all the 12 signs of the zodiac as 12 slices of those pie, and the planets, the sun and the moon, moving through the zodiac, like people traveling across America. You know, like, if you went from L.A. to New York, to me, it's similar as saying the sun goes from Aries to Pisces. That's all it means. Planets moving through signs. The signs are locations in space, they're star constellations, and the planets are the second, the minute, the hour hands that move through these areas of space. So anybody can understand the movement of the planets, called the transits. And every day, right at 12 noon, right here on KFOX, or you can pick up any ephemeris, like Jim Maynard's Celestial Influences Guide, which includes an entire almanac and textbook of astrology, ephemeris, and calendar available at the Bodhi Tree, right? Jim Maynard's Celestial Influences, and you can follow the transits yourself. You know, the only way I learned the transits, I had some pretty wise teachers. And what they did to me is they had me make a copy of my natal chart, the wheel. Actually, what I did, you know, if you take a look at your natal chart, you'll notice in the bottom is it says abbreviations. Well, what you can do is you can take your chart, that first page, and you can tape a piece of blank paper over the part that says abbreviations and write on it in the upper left-hand corner of that blank piece of paper, notes, right? Take it to your instant press And runoff, I would say maybe 200 copies of that, right? And then, you know, also on that piece of paper, you might want to put date and notes. Now, what do you do when you have 200 copies of your chart? Well, it's simple. Let's say today is January 26, 1989. You write January 26, 1989. And you listen to the news. Well, let's say I announce Sun in Aquarius. So you find Aquarius. And, well, actually, on a separate piece of paper, you could mark down the entire news first. Then after the show, you can find those planets on your chart. See, like, the Instant Press will print the chart, so you'll know what your planets look like, right? If you write the transiting planets on your chart, then they'll be in ink or in pencil, so they will stand out. And that way, you can notice what houses these traveling planets are in. Maybe if you're a little smart, you can check and see what kind of aspects you have that day as far as trines, sextiles, squares, oppositions, conjunctions. And then when you go to bed at night before you turn in, you might want to make notes. Today the moon was in Scorpio, and I have a Scorpio moon. Farley said I had a lunar return, my most sensitive emotional part of the month. He was right. I cried today. I felt very lonely and empty today. I lost a friend. My canary died. You know, something like that. And see, this is the only way not only you can prove how the cycles of astrology work, but it's also a way for you to literally feel the pull and the effect of the planets. You can read as much as you want in books, and you can analyze as much as you want as far as learning astrology in classes, but the only way you're going to really understand how the transits work is to get the feel. Now, let me tell you something. You know, during the 200 days that you do the transit diaries, you're going to notice that the outer planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, are not going to move too much. See? So the focus in the transit diaries are going to be on the quicker moving planets. I like to shade in a zone which represents 12 degrees. In other words, like if I announce the moon at 1 Libra today, then you could go ahead and draw a symbol for the moon right around where 1 Libra would be in your chart and write it in, and then shade to the left from 1 Libra to 13 Libra and just put a little shade there, you know, in a little rectangle, a tiny rectangle next to the moon, to show you how far that moon will move in one day, 12 degrees a day. So you can do that to see the effect of the moon every day, and then you can also just put in the planets, you know, Mercury retrograde in Aquarius, Sun in Aquarius, Mars in Taurus, Jupiter in Taurus, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, all in Capricorn with Venus, and Pluto in Scorpio. See, you do that for today's date, January 26, 1989, and then in the bottom part, you can even make lines on that piece of paper that you tape on over the abbreviations. You can even make lines so you can write your diary, your transit diary for the day, to help you understand. You know, when I went to astrology school, I kept a transit diary for 250 days. And when I was done with that diary, I knew transits. I felt the transits, and I never stopped it. When someone says there's something anywhere in the zodiac, any one of the 360 degrees, I feel the pulse. I know what it does to my chart. I know what's possible. I know Pluto's dead center, Scorpio now, conjunct my moon, square my Pluto, square my Mercury, square my Sun. I know Uranus is three Capricorn, oppose my Venus, oppose my Uranus. It's in my head. By now, I've been following these transits for so many years that I am aware of the astrological possibilities. You know what? At this point in my life, I'm not shocked at anything that happens. You know, I hate to say that, but no matter what happens in my life, even if it's something tragic, I'm aware of the possibilities because of those transit diaries. A long time ago, before I knew about astrology, boy, did I used to put myself through anxiety, anguish, and suffering. When things would happen, it would always be a shock to me, sometimes a total surprise. I wasn't ready for it. I'd brutalize myself by suffering, by crying every day, and by moaning and being hysterical. It would just threaten my entire productivity and my efficiency. It would anchor my entire life. But now I understand this transit diary philosophy, and you know, that's the reason why I give the planets out every day, because I'm hoping that somewhere, somehow, there are people out there that are following these transits and writing them down. And you know, there's another way to do it. Of course, it's not as efficient, but it's more of a lazy way to do it. You just get yourself a plastic cover for your astroscope, and fill in the transits for the day with a felt-tip pen that you could later wipe away with a moist cloth. That way you can look at your transits every day. See, I like the idea of making copies of your natal wheel, and by doing that, referring back to it at a later date, when you can look back in that transit diary and say, yeah, I remember when I had the Saturn square Neptune that was going on, and let's see when that started. I started to feel that in January of 89. It lasted all through 89 and 90. And what happened? Well, I was really subject to some career disillusions and disappointments during that period. And I had a skin flare up at the same time from the Capricorn effect. You know, this is really a way to train you as to how the astrological correlations work. You know, so once again, now a lot of people really go berserk. A lot of people will go ahead and get themselves some chart paper from the Bodhi tree, and they're so good that they'll go ahead and transfer their natal chart to a nice piece of paper that has all the degrees etched on there, and they'll draw their chart themselves by hand with all their colored aspects in and everything, and then they'll make copies of that chart. You know, that's what we really call a fanatic. When you go ahead and take my natal chart and redo it on a piece of paper showing all 360 degrees of the zodiac, obviously a little niche for each one, right? Then in those 250 copies you make, it'll be quite obvious as to where the planets are going. And on top of that, by having the supplement of our transit forecast, if you are members of the Astrology Hour, you could use the transit forecast to help you understand your transits in correlation with the transit diaries. Like, you might want to fill in your diary for that day to see what happens after you log in all the planetary locations. And frankly, what I would do, you know, when I did transit diaries, just to make it easy for me, as I kept the moon every day, and then I logged the planets once a week. Some people, it might be difficult to do the planets every day, because that's a lot of work. So I would say, like on Monday, I would log the planets for the week and the zones they would be going for that week by shading that in. Then every day I would log in the 12 degrees of the moon. Because really, getting the lunar transits down are the most important, because the moon will trigger all the other effects in your chart. The moon's one powerful puppy. And when that son of a gun goes over something in your chart, bingo, it's amazing how something happens, something definite happens. My pal Bastian, he didn't die by an accident. It was a destined thing, because the moon in late Virgo this morning when he died was square my planet of friends, Uranus, in Gemini. I had Uranus at 29 Gemini. The moon popped 29 Virgo right when he died and squared my Uranus, and bingo, that's what happened. It was a Uranus effect. Moon square Uranus took the death of a friend, and that would be my little puppy, my Bastian. And please don't call me up and offer me your sympathies, because I feel I'm going to cry about it and worry about it and have my little ceremony and funeral for my pal. But you know, he's in the light now, and he's evolved, and he may come back as a puppy or a cat or maybe a little baby. Who knows? He was a very evolved bird. And a lot of you out there knew Bastian. A lot of you that came over and got the Celestite from my house, I took him out of his cage and show you how well-trained he was and how he could lay in my hand and fly to the cage on command and such. And he was a good guy. But things happen. Things happen. And you have to process and let it go. And I'm aware that all of you were saddened by the loss of Bastian, but I also believe there is no death. That there is no death. That when the light leaves the body, it's obvious. When you're sitting there and when you raise your hand and lower your hand, it's more than just your brain that's doing that. Your soul fits into your body like a glove, particularly the astral body. And when that astral body wants to move, then your body follows it. It moves. And when a body is dead, it's because the astral body and the soul have left. So I just see it as a transition, that Bastian has taken his astral flight, he's gone into the light, and that he's fine, he's okay. And that's the way I prefer looking at death now. I don't really prefer aggravating myself and mourning for years and years when someone dies, because I don't see it as a finite thing. I see it as something that is eternal, eternal light that is inside the soul of animals and people and living things. So it's okay, you know, it's okay, it's okay. But, you know, knowing astrology, I was aware that this transit was happening. I'm having a Uranus oppose Venus, which is also friends, or loss of friends from the Venus opposition. Neptune squared my Uranus, so it happened. See, but if I wasn't into astrology or metaphysics and this would have happened, I probably would have had to take the day off. It probably would have leveled me. things like this in the past have been known to level me. When my Aunt Barbara died, I was level. My Uncle Manny's wife, I got very sick from that. My cousin Jerry died, I was very sick from that. My friend Michael died. I've known about 60 people and about 10 pets that have passed. And every one of them was hard for me because I'm sensitive. But, you know, as I got into astrology, I could see how and why it happened. I'm the type of person, I like to have these type of things explained to me. I like to know about it. I don't want to be in for any shocks. I like to know ahead of time, what are the odds? What are the possibilities here? And that's what you learn when you master and try to master astrology. This is 93.5 FM KFOX, where this public-supported show, The Astrology Hour, comes to you weekdays at 12 noon. I'm your host, Farley Malaris. And you know, I guess the most important part of this topic, more than anything, is to show you what it means for the planets to go through your houses. More than anything else that I'm trying to do is I'm trying to teach you with these transit diaries what each house means. You know, you all can study in your study guide how horoscopes work or any astrology text what the meaning of each house is. The whole point of this topic is to show you what the moon does is it goes through all 12 houses of life a month. Once a month, the moon goes through the 12 houses of life in your chart and triggers things. I want you to get the feel of the moon through the houses. I want you to get the feel of what it means to have planets locked, frozen, in houses for so many years. Pluto in one house for 10, 12 years. Same with Neptune. Uranus in one house for 7 years. Saturn in one house for 2.5 years. Jupiter for a year. Mars sometimes for 2 to 6 months. And you can really feel astrology work when a planet enters your house like your career house. Wouldn't you like to know you have a planet like Jupiter in Taurus right now, transiting? All Leo risings and Virgo risings are going through this magnificent effect from Jupiter in their 10th house for one full year or more, and they don't even know it. They don't even take the time to do the transit diary to watch this and to see all these career changes. They have to call me up and ask me about their career. They can't even follow it in their own chart. Once a month, the moon goes into that 10th house in your career and triggers luck, opportunity, potential, and money every month. All you got to do is learn to follow it yourself and know how to do it. My whole purpose why I'm here on the radio is to help teach you how to become astrologically aware. So one day, you don't have to ask me about it. When you call me up, you can ask me some heavy questions about the universe because you know how to read yourself, because I brought you to that level, because I nurtured you to a level where you're so astrologically smart, you know the language, you can follow the transits, you can work the compatibilities, and what you want to talk to me about is the heavy stuff in the universe, not personal stuff. That's why whenever anyone calls with a general question, I'm honored. I say to myself, I succeeded, because finally, a general question is more important to this person than something to do with their life, because they finally can read their own life, just like Farley can. And that's what really thrills me. That says, you know, that's why I was born, so people can gain self-realization, open-mindedness, and never stop searching for truth. That's why this show is so much fun. Okay, and this show is dedicated to my pal, Bastian, in the light. In fact, he's on my shoulder right now, where he will forever be in my mind's eye.